प्रसन्न वक्त्र पंकजे निकुंज भूविलासिनी ब्रजेन्द्र भानु नंदिनी ब्रजेन्द्र सोनु संगते कदा करिष्यसि मम कृपा कटाक्ष भाजनम्। अशोक वृक्ष वल्लरी वितान मंडपस्थिते प्रबाल बाल पल्लव प्रभारुणांगी कोमले बराभय सुरत करे प्रभूत संपदालये कदा करिष्यसि मम कृपा कटाक्ष भाजनम्। अनंगरंग मंगल प्रसंग भंगुर भुवां सविभ्रमं समं भ्रमं दिगंत बाण पातन निरंतरं वशीकृत प्रतीति नंदनंदने कदा करिष्यसि मम कृपा कटाक्ष भाजनम्। तड़ित सुवर्ण चंपक प्रदीप्त गौर विग्रहे मुख प्रभा परास्त कोटि सारदेन्दु मंडले विचित्र चित्र संचरच्च कोर सावलोचने कदा करिष्यसि मम कृपा कटाक्ष भाजनम्। मदोन्मदाति यौवने प्रमोदमान मंडिते प्रियानुराग रंजिते कला विलास पंडिते अनन्न धन्य पुण्य राज्य कामुके लिखो विदे कदा करिष्यसि मम कृपा कटाक्ष भाजनम्। अशेषाव भाव धीर हीर हार भूषिते प्रभूत सात कुंभ कुंभ कुंभी कुंभ सुस्तनी प्रशस्त मंद हास्य चूर्ण पौन सौख्य सागरे कदा करिष्यसि मम कृपा कटाक्ष भाजनम्। मृणाल बाल वल्लरी तरंग रंग दुर्लते लताग्र लास्य लोल नील लोचनावलोकन ललूलन मिलन मनोज्ञ मुग्ध मोहनाश्रिते कदा करिष्यसि मम कृपा कटाक्ष भाजन। सुवर्ण मालिकांची त्रिरेख कंभ कंधवे शिशुक्र मंगली गुण त्रिरत्न भित्ति दीदी सलोल नील कुंतल प्रसून गुच्छ गुंफिते कदा करिष्यसि मम कृपा कटाक्ष भाजन। नितंब बिंब लंब मान पुष्प मेखला गुणे प्रशस्त रत्न किंकणी कलाप मध्यम करिंद्र सुंदर दंडिका बरोह सौभ गोरुके कदा करिष्यसि मम कृपा कटाक्ष भाजन। अनेक मंत्र नाद मंजुनु पुरा वलत फलत समाज राज हंस वंश निपणाति गौर दिलोल हेम बल्लरी विदम्बी चारु चंक्रमे कदा करिष्यसि मम कृपा कटाक्ष भाजनम्। अनंत कोटि विष्णु लोक नम्र पद्म जाचिते हिमेत्र जा पुलोम जा विवंच जा बरस्पति अपार रिद्धि सिद्धि दिग्धि सत्पदंगुली नखे कदा करिष्यसि मम कृपा कटाक्ष भाजनम्। मखेश्वरी क्रियेश्वरी सुदेश्वरी सुरेश्वरी त्रिवेद भारतीश्वरी प्रमाण शासनेश्वरी रमेश्वरी क्षमेश्वरी प्रमोद काननेश्वरी ब्रजेश्वरी ब्रजाधिपेशी राधिके नमस्तुते। इति मम अद्भुतं तवं निशम्न भानुनन्दिनी करोतु संततं जनं कृपा कटाक्ष भाजनम्। भवेत् सदैव संचित त्रिरूप कर्मनाशनम् भवेत् सदा ब्रजेन्द्र सोनु मंडल प्रवेशनम्।
Very beautiful, and he is youngest, he came to Vrindavan with Samananda Prabhu and Srinivasa Acharya. He came to Jiva Goswami. Goswami was the Vaishnava king of Navadvip Mandal, Braj Mandal and Kshetra Mandal. You know three mandals?
Kshetra Mandal.
Kshetra Mandal is Purushottam Dham. Jagannath Kshetra. Whole Vaishnava community. Accepted him as the king of Vaishnavas. Jiva Goswami has discovered Vishwa of Vaishnava Raj Sabha. Do you know the meaning? Vishwa of Vaishnava Raj Sabha.
Vishwa?
Vishwa means world.
Vaishnava.
Sabha is meaning? For whole world, he has established, he has, parikrama karti hai, has established this of Vaishnava Raj Sabha for the whole world, so that any person of any part of the whole world can come and can inquire and can read Vaishnava doctor. And he was at that time president of that society. First president was Rupa Goswami. And second was Jiva Goswami. But now it is in a form of ESKCON. ESKCON. So the Bhav learned Jiva Goswami was. You know the book of Jiva Goswami that is called Shat Sandarbha. You know?
I heard, but I have not read.
Very educated, highly cultured and highly principles of Vaishnava. Chaitanya Charitamrita and all books has taken the thought of Jiva Goswami from that book. First book is Sasandar, then Chaitanya Charitamrita. Everything he has taken from that book. So every Vaishnava was known a qualified Vaishnava if Jiva Goswami has given authority. He has given consent, his consent that he is learned Vaishnava. Then whole society of three places, Navadvip, Jagannath Puri and Vrindavan, all can accept, used to accept as a Vaishnava Siddhanta. So, every part of India, Vaishnava used to come to Jiva Goswami to read Srimad Bhagavat, Vedanta Shastra and all other books. Jiva Goswami adopted three. Though they were not shishya of Jiva Goswami. You know shishya? Disciple of Jiva Goswami. As a shikshya guru, he adopted them to give all the siddhanta what he knew and began to teach them Srimad Bhagavatam, Shat Sandarbha, and all the books of Rupa Goswami, especially Bhakti Goswami Sindhu and Ujjvalin Mani and other books of Sanatana Goswami, Brihat Bhagavatamritam. No? These are authentic books of our Gaudiya Vaishnava. though they have their own Diksha Guru, see, but yet they respected Jiva Goswami more than their Guru as a Siksha Guru. If Siksha Guru is more qualified, he should be respected as Krishna. And if Diksha Guru is qualified, then he should be treated as a Krishna manifestation. You know? And if both are qualified, both should be given preference. And they should be treated as Krishna manifestation. Understand? This Siksha Guru not less than Diksha Guru. Sometimes it is superior than Diksha Guru also, according to quality. No? So Jiva Goswami never made any disciple.
No.
Never. As a anusthanic diksha, you know, by fire, by giving this, he gave only Krishna Siddhant. And this is more thing than sacrifice and other six things. Understand? So, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they have no met, no any disciple. But whole world Vaishnavas know him as Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru and Guru, more than Guru. Do you treat Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami as Guru? Yes, yes. I think no. Don't do. You should treat Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami as Guru. They are Siksha Guru, nearer to Krishna. Bande aham Sri Guru Sri Yutupada Kamalam Sri Guru Nubaishnavansya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagam. Sagrajatam Sanatan Goswami. Agraja. Agraja means brother. So, you know this? Bande aham?
Yes.
We daily do it.
When
you do? Or you should do daily. Daily you should do in morning. Daily. He has done pranam, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Very good this vandana. All concluded in this one stuti vandana. Understand? All gurus, all Vaishnavas, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and all other Raghunath Das Goswami, Siksha Sar Goswami, and Advaita Charya, Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, and all other associates, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, and all associates with Radha and Krishna, he has done pranam. So, this is very good pranam mantra for all, in one mantra. So, you should do it. So, Jiva Goswami treated him more than disciple and gave everything what he knew. I told that we will be your disciple. Please accept. He told that I have accepted you more than disciples. But you will have to take Diksha from others. From Gopal Bhatta and Loknath Das Goswami.
and Hrida Chaitanya for Shyamananda Prabhu. And treat all Vaishnavas as your guru, who are qualified. Then he sent, Jiva Goswami sent, after teaching was completed, he told Narottam Thakur that you should go to Lokanath Das Goswami and try to make him your guru, Diksha Guru. He told that I have been given everything by you, and I have accepted myself you guru. He told that I am guru, but yet you will have to go. You should go. He sent him to Loknath Goswami. He was Akinchan Vaishnav. You know Akinchan?
No.
Niskinchan?
No.
Having nothing of his own. Nothing actually. Only Krishna. Nothing else. No wife, no home, no nothing this is mine. He has nothing. No hut, you know. Only Krishna was here. So he was Niskinchan Vaishnava. He had made up his mind not to make disciples. Because mind will be diverted towards disciples. And so many disciples will tell that I will do service, I will make, prepare everything for you. They will do bhiksha and give money to Gurudev. So praise will come and I will be diverted from Krishna. So he has made up his mind not to make any disciple. But if anyone can come, I will tell Krishna Katha to them. So when Narottam Thakur went to him and told him that I want to make you Diksha Guru, please accept me. Then he told that, who are you? He told that I am a Bengali. Who are you again? I am the son of a king. Have you any other brother? No. I am alone, son of my father. Oh, you are princess. You are very learned. You are very beautiful. And you are now a very young boy. And you are only one son of your father. And you are rich man. I will never accept you as my disciple. Go to anyone else. I will. He refused him to give. He tried so many times, but he refused all times. Then he used to live in Vrindavan, and then where Loknath Goswami used to do bhajan, he used to sastarna.
Clear.
Clear. But his makis. Mane paikhana ka kya hota hai? Toilet. Toilet, you know. Began to clear in midnight when there was no man there. In jungle, he used to go there in night and sitkar
and hiding.
And hiding himself, he used to do it. And to clear the way, sounds and everything clear by jhadu. What is called jhadu? Broom, by broom. Narical broom, you know, coconut broom. In the night. And used to hide there and to hear the chanting of Loknath Das Goswami. How he chants? What he chants? Loknath Goswami saw that every day any thief is coming and clearing my these things. And he is clearing my way to toilet. Who is that person? One day, at last one day, he he hide himself in a kunj and began to see, began to watch who is clearing. He saw that in the andhakar,
in dark night,
he saw that any boy is coming and he is clearing. And when he cleared and began to give broom, he caught hold of hand of that boy. Who are you? He feared that boy and began to weep bitterly. Why you are doing so? Who are you? He told that I am Kripa Patra of Jiv Goswami. What? Kripa Patra mane? What? Kripa Patra mane? Pat mane power. Kripa mane mercy. You are part, I am part of mercy of Jiv Goswami. Now understand what is the meaning? I am part of mercy of Jiv Goswami. Jiv Goswami I've got Jiv Goswami mercy. He does mercy upon me. And I have come to you. He told that why you have come and why you have cleared. He told that you are not accepting me as a disciple. I thought that anyhow I will have to please you. So being a prince, I am doing this last kind of service for you, so that you, your mercy I can get. You should be pleased with me. Then he became pleased and take him to his bhajan kuti. And in the daytime, he sent him to take bath in Jamuna and to clear all these things. Then he bathed in Jamuna, took bath and came to Loknath Das Goswami. He told that you should not go anywhere. Always be here. I'm giving a separate bhajan kunj for you. Understand bhajan kunj? Heart giving. And you should not go anywhere for anything. Don't talk with Vishayi. Vishayi, you know? common people. Always chant Harinam and always think the Leela pastimes of Krishna and be here. He used to do bhajan like what he told. One day, in the mid-time, daytime, in very hot summer season, just like today, it was so much summer, hot day. So any kisan ki hai re, plowman, any plowman was so much thirsty. So he came to him. There was a well, and Loknath Das Swami has rope and balti. Balti, no? Bucket. He came and told to Loknath Das Swami that I am so much thirsty, give me some water. He could not hear, and he did not try to give water to him, that person. Then he came to Narottam Thakur and told that, oh little Baba, give me some water, I'm so much thirsty. Then he told, repeated again, he could not be seated there. He left his Harinam Mala and went to well and took water from well and gave water to him, and he drank that water and he went on. When that person, plowman, went out, then Loknath Das Goswami called Narottam Thakur and told that you should go at once to your home, return. I will not permit you to do bhajan here with me. You have so many what? Kamna?
Want.
Desire. You are very piteous man. Kripalu. Very kind to all. So go and live in your Rajbhavan. Rajbhavan? Kingdom in palace. And do kripa to all. You should give water, you should give bread and butter and everything, clothes, everything. You cannot do bhajan. Why? Because you have still now, you have no idea of Krishna name. Krishna name is Krishna himself. No? And Hare Krishna mane Radha Krishna. Not know any difference between Radha Krishna and name. When a Vaishnava takes the name of Radha and Krishna, Hare Krishna, he thinks that I am serving Krishna directly. No. Directly I am serving Radha and Krishna in Kunja. But you think that the service of Radha Krishna in Kunj is less than drinking any common person who is not doing bhajan, and you are giving more importance to quench a thirst of common person. You have no idea of doing service of Radha and Krishna. Understand this thing? Which is of great importance? To serve Radha Krishna or to serve a common person?
Krishna.
So you have not given preference. So you should give, do bhajan there with doing all these ordinary karma. I will not accept to be here you. He began to cry and weep, but he was so firm that he did not allow him to be in Vrindavan. At last, he went to his kingdom in East Bengal, and there he established 5 temples: Radha Vinodi Lal, Radha Govindaji, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Raman, and so on, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda, and began to do prachar by his kirtan. It was a very well-known kirtaniya. When he used to do kirtan, Krishna and Radha and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all associates used to appear there. And they began to become fear in everyone's eyes. He discovered new type of kirtan. We chant the kirtan is of Narottam Thakur. Narottam Parivar. We are of Narottam Parivar. And he preached especially in Assam, East Bengal, Manipur, Assam, and all other provinces, East provinces, where anyone did not knew what is Krishna, what is Bhakti, nothing, all were hill men, and they don't know what is Dharma. So he preached. Now lakhs and lakhs of Vaishnavas are there. Then he called Nityananda Prabhu Sakti Jahnava Devi and all prominent Vaishnavas of whole Vrindavan, Jagannath and Navadvip Dham and whole Gaudiya Vaishnava, and established these 5 deities there. He never did marriage, was unmarried, brahmachari always. So many Brahmin families were being disciples of Narottam Thakur. Brahmin used to tell, when he became old, so many Brahmins told that he has done unfair, that he has given diksha to Brahman also, because he was caste. Caste, you know? Sudra. Caste are called Sudra. But he was king. But it is in Bengal or in here, caste are supposed to be Sudra. Brahman are up there. So being a Sudra, he is giving diksha to Brahmin. So he has been collapsed means paralyzed. He became paralyzed at last time. Narottam Thakur. Understanding? He became paralyzed. So all Brahmins were preaching that he has done disciple of Brahmins, so he has become by sin. At that time he was on the bank of Yamuna, Ganga, and doing bhajan. All his disciples came to Narottam Thakur and told that they are doing against you and telling that by sin you have become paralyzed. So you should be cured now, just now. At once he became cured. and walked about 10 miles and went to his home, Brahman was surprised. And again so many vast people of Brahmin families came to him and took Diksha. And after that, he again came to bank of Ganges and left his body and went to Golok Vrindavan Dham. He was a very good writer. He was good singer, Kirtaniya. He made so many kirtans. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakata Sarva. So many poems. We regard, and our sampradaya regards him, a Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava devotee, and Vilas Manjari. Today, anything more?
No, that was so wonderful.
I have one question. Maharaj, I heard you melted into the Ganga. I heard. Narottam Das Thakur. Is that right?
What?
He melted. His body melted like milk.
Milk?
Into the Ganga.
Into the Ganga.
After that?
Into the Ganga.
Yeah.
Is this true?
Yeah.
He was not seen. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Prabhu? I too. Some of bhajan like Narottam Thakur. And always seek, you should pray to have his mercy. Now, Narottam Thakur cannot go yesterday or go to King. Satyavinod Thakur is second Narottam Thakur. So lucky that he comes to India knowing no mercy of them. Thank you.